Hi, this is Therese Copilota with PetSit USA and Austin Pet First Aid. And I'm here with Tom Soames, the founder of PetTech, CPR, First Aid, and Care for Your Pets. PetTech is the first international training center dedicated to CPR, first aid, and care for dogs and cats. And as a PetTech instructor, and more importantly, as a pet owner, I'm really happy to talk to Tom today about the new PetTech Pet Saver app. It's a new iPhone app that I think every pet owner should have. So take it away, Tom.
Okay. Hey, that's Tom Soames, Pet Safety Guy with PetTech. And, yeah, we have the Pet Saver training, which, number one, we appreciate you being an instructor. I read your evals. You do a great job every time. Except that one class, remember?
Hey!
No, you remember we had the problem student? Which
oh,
you
that
never
problem
get
student.
Problem students in pet first aid classes. Come on.
Yeah, that one. But, I do remember her.
But yeah, see, I read all the evaluations, see? But the Pet Saver training is the premier pet CPR first aid and care training on the planet. And now we're so excited to have the Pet Saver app because that is now the premier pet CPR first aid and care app that's out there. And the app is like having the Pet Saver in your pocket. And, you know, that our mission is improving the quality of pets' lives one pet owner at a time. And now this app is going to help us just do that all that much more.
Yeah, it's an excellent app. I've actually been fortunate enough to be playing with it and looking at it before it actually went out to the public. And there's so much on this thing. I when you told me you were going to do an app, I thought, okay, it'll be nice and little. And I haven't even gone through everything. I mean, there's so much on there. And one of the things that I especially like, because I get so many questions about it in my classes, is the poisonous items section. I mean, that's just really that you guys put a lot of effort into that, and there's so much on there, and things that I didn't even know were poisonous to pets.
Yeah, the poisonous item that could be an app all by itself, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's just a little side story. We do appreciate you beta testing it for us. You were a big help. You gave us a lot of feedback, and which was valuable, very valuable for us. And I had it with me when I was teaching a human first aid class, and there was a young girl in the class, and I told her about it. So at the lunchtime, I let her take my phone, and she played with the app the whole time. When she comes back, she goes, I found two things I'm giving to my cat that I shouldn't.
Wow.
Wow. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Cool.
But yet, the poisoning is really cool, because when you open up the app for the first time, you get the two sections, one for dog and one for cat. So that's our main menu. And then if you push on either one of those, it goes down to the sub-menu. There's six different sections that are there. And the poisonous items, I agree, that's the one that you can just three or four swipes of your finger, and you can be instantly there to something that could help your pet out. But when you click on plants, food, and household products, that's how we have it broken down. If you click on, like, plants, you can then search any plant alphabetically that we have in there, you know, just like I said, by alphabet. And then when you touch that, it gives you a picture of the plant, so it makes for easy identification, because I didn't even know what some of these plants looked like when they said them. But they also have, there's a physical description there as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's signs of what that pet would present if it ingested that plant or was poisoned by that toxin. And then we have the specific toxin or a specific part of that plant, because not all parts of the plant are necessarily poisonous to the pet. And then we have actions for survival. So, yeah, it's a lot under each one as well.
Yeah, so, and, you know, overall, the thing that I like about this is that it's not just how to bandage up a wound, how to deal with choking. I mean, there are so many things on here to help you prevent any kind of injuries or illness.
You know, when we first, back in 94, when I first started the idea of the program here, and I was thinking that the CPR course was going to be kind of like most people learn how to take care of their pet, like one vet visit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, we wanted to get a class that would help them to take better care of their pet. And in the beginning, that's what people were mostly interested in, was just being reactive in a medical emergency. And now, just like people are taking better care of their own health, they want to be more proactive in their pet's health. And so, yeah, we do have a lot of things in there as far as like caring for your senior pet and helping that pet, you know, have a higher quantity of life, therefore a higher quality of life, and help them move from puppyhood to senior pet-ison.
Right. In addition to that, you have some ID type stuff in here too. Why don't you tell people a little bit about that?
Well, Kevel, our our partner and developer on this whole iPhone Pet Saver app has just been amazing. And I do want to say, because I know we have some Droid people out there, the Droid app will be coming out in late November. So go to our website at pettech.net, and they can sign up on our newsletter, and we'll let them know the hour that the Droid is available. And also, they can also purchase the app through there. And it is only $4.99, and make sure they put Love My Pet in there, because that's a little promo code when they open it up for the first time. So what was your question?
What was my question? Oh, about the ID stuff that you have in here.
Oh. Yeah, that made me think of that, the promo code and stuff, to make sure that gets in there. But the ID is, when Kevo came down and helped us, he came down and took the instructor's training course with us when we were putting this together, and I said one little thing in the class, which I hardly remember saying, and he thought it was so important that he actually created on the app, a little button you can push at the bottom, you can create a pet ID card for your pet. And this will have more information than your driver's license has on it. So imagine if you held up an iPhone like you're holding up your driver's license to get into a bar or something, and it has a picture of the pet, its name, breed, gender, you know, weight, date of birth, you know, microchip number, all that valuable information for your pet. Especially in an emergency and you had to get ownership of your pet back again, that's really important. But another piece he added on there that I thought was just so Kevel is the missing poster, that you can make a JPEG from your phone with a picture you have archived already, and you can then export that as a JPEG to your own printer, to a print shop that's around the corner, and you can – it actually has the phone number with little rip-off tags for you there as well.
That's pretty amazing. And that, you know, that could be, I can see where that would be valuable to people who are taking care of other people's pets, whether you're a pet sitter, dog walker, dog groomer, pet taxi driver, whatever. You know, if you have that information right there at your fingertips, you know, nobody wants to think that's going to happen, but, you know, if a pet does get away, you want to be able to react as soon as possible to get that pet home. And if you have it right there, you know, it's going to make things go a heck of a lot faster.
Well, as you know, as a pet tech instructor, that we teach that time is your biggest enemy when it comes to first aid, because, you know, that the pet's getting worse there. And time is your biggest enemy when it comes to a lost pet, too. The sooner you can get a poster up, the sooner you can make contact with shelters and veterinarians and the local pet community, the better your chances of getting that pet back.
Right, right. Now, what's the there's a little icon that says ICE. You want to explain that?
Yeah, that's in case of emergency. And so what you can put inside there is so that if something ever happened to your pet, and this is something we have in our training as well. It's on the back of our little wallet card that you get when you take our training. It has this information. But, again, Kevel brought this to life way more than pen and paper can do, and it has the breed, the age, the weight, the sex, identification, you know, is it neutered or spayed, and microchip, and veterinarian, emergency contacts, vaccinations. I mean, there's so much information that you can add in there. And you can also just make general notes that, you know, this – pet needs, like Rio, he needs his 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock naps. That would be the kind of thing
to put inside there. Good old Rio.
Rio gets grumpy. You know, he's a chihuahua for those that don't know him.
and he goes everywhere that the Soames family goes. He's such a cute little guy.
He's part of the Pet Tech Burst family, correct.
He is. Now, another thing I want you to talk about is the snout-to-tail assessment and how you can store all that information. That the snout-to-tail assessment that saves lives, and if you can have it in there, it's gonna help you. So, tell a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, the snout-to-tail assessment is in our training, of course, but it's also in my book, Knowing Your Pet's Health, A Guide for Optimal Wellness from Snout to Tail. And in there, we recommend you going from snout to tail with deliberate intent and purpose. If it's for injury, looking for any injuries they don't present to you, but it's also about creating a baseline of wellness for the pet, because the studies have shown that it tends to be the woman in the house that is the caretaker of the pets. Mm-hmm. And whenever the pet doesn't feel good, you know, the pet mom goes, there's something just not right. You know, it's kind of an intuitive thing. So what we've added on to that intuitiveness is that which can be measured can be improved. So we have a snout-to-tail assessment with 23 checkpoints that you can keep an ongoing health record. And seriously, you can keep an ongoing health record from puppyhood to senior pedicine, as long as you don't lose your phone.
There you go.
But you can export the information, so that's
oh, you can. That's great. That's mm-hmm. great. So for people that haven't ever taken a pet first aid course, is this good enough? Do they need a pet first aid course in addition to this? Is this something they'd want before and after taking a course? Or how do you see that fitting in with the actual course itself?
You know what? If someone has never taken a course, I say go buy this app, because then they'll realize how important it really is for them to get trained. Because a real pet CPR and first aid training is conducted by lecture, demonstration, and hands-on skills practice. We couldn't quite get the hands-on skills practice. Finger swipe doesn't count.
No, not quite.
Doing the iPhone. So it's great to have before. Then if you realize how much you really do need to take a class as well, then post-training, this is an incredible reminder. I was just talking to someone the other day, and she said that she goes, you know what, I stand in lines a lot. I stand in line at the bank, and I go to movies a lot. She goes, I'm going to read this from cover to cover. So what a great time to use your downtime, waiting in line instead of, you know, maybe playing a game, but going through and just refamiliarizing yourself with the skills. Because, mm-hmm. like you said, I hope you never have to use the skills in this app. But if you do, statistically, it's going to be your furry four-legged family member.
Right, right. But, you know, I don't think you could get this and not use something in here. I mean, just like we were talking about earlier, the poisonous substances, you know, that you may look at that, and like the woman you were saying found a couple things she was giving her cats. If you look through this and you read it, you may find something that you shouldn't give your pets, but you are, and, you know, that alone could save your pet's life. So I don't think there's any way anybody could pick this up and not use something out of it.
I'm going to quote you on that. That's a great way. That's a great reframe on this. Because you're right. If you open it up, you're definitely going to learn something, and there's something that you can use to improve the quality of your pet's life, for
mm-hmm.
sure.
I'm sold on it. I'm definitely sold on it. So speaking of selling,
$4.99 in the mail. There. No, I'm just kidding.
So is there anything else you want to add about the app? I know we need to tell people how they can get it and how much it costs, but is there anything you want to talk about before you get to that part?
From the app, you can find an instructor. And if you can't find an instructor near you, then by all means consider becoming an instructor and let us know that you heard about it, you know, from our little chit-chat right here today with Therese.
Right.
But, yeah, it is only $4.99. It's probably the best $5 you'll ever spend on your pet. And you can go to pettech.net. That's PETTECH.net. And I think you're going to have a link on your site as well.
Right.
And it's simple. Just click on it for iTunes. In November, we'll have it coming out for the Droid, and it'll be the same price again. And then please let us know what you think and let us know how we can improve it. If there's anything that you see that you'd like, let us know what you like and what you dislike. We want to hear.
Great. And I missed it if you said it. Did you give them the promo code?
No, let's use the promo code from our little chat right here too. And it's Love My Pets, LoveMyPet, just Love My Pet, I mean.
Okay. And they'll put that in when they first open the app on their device. Right.
Right. Yeah, that's a kind of a little tricky piece, because when you open up the app for the first time, it's going to ask you to register. It's going to ask for your name, and it's going to ask for your email, because we're going to have ongoing tips and things like that for you. And any challenges, it gives you the email to get that from there. So then you put your name and your email, and then just a little bit below that, you'll see a promo code. And that's where you'll want to put the Love My Pet.
Great. Well, I think that's it. Thank you very much, Tom. And thank you. Thanks for making this app. I think it's great. So I'm really excited to get the word out about it.
We're excited too, and I really appreciate your help with great. You know, before, after, and during this whole process we have with the Pet Saver app.
Cool. Well, thanks, and I will be talking to you soon.
Okay, sounds good, Therese. Thank you.
Alrighty, bye.